Very good, Andrew. If you just want to keep going, I know we have you listed on several of these as we move forward.
Thank you. Great. So agenda item 9A, there are going to be two agenda items related to Deer here, the first of which is just a rule change. I'll go through those specific changes in the proposal to administrative rule. Those won't result in any major functional changes. The next one will be license type specification and license number. That's administrative action. And that one will involve changes to license types and numbers. So that one will be maybe more of a substantive change, if you will. The rule change, agenda item 9A here, no changes from the proposal. Did not receive any public comment on this. Specific changes are to remove the specification of tag type and rule. We've done that for many seasons and explained this many times. I think going back to almost 6 years ago, we started this process so the commission could more easily take administrative action to specify license types. And then the second change from rule was an oversight last year when the commission adopted the Deer Action Plan. The desire was to align the landowner on land free antlerless whitetail license unit with the archery antlerless whitetail unit and the muzzleloader antlerless whitetail unit. And so that would be any unit, Black Hills, West River, or East River deer that offers at least one antlerless specific license. So a type 03 license or type 13 license would be an antlerless specific tag. A type 18 would include an antlerless specific tag. If a unit offers those, then that unit would also be open to an unlimited archery whitetail antlerless, unlimited muzzleloader whitetail antlerless, and then the specific rule change would be landowners on their own land would have access to two free antlerless licenses. As I mentioned, no recommended changes from the proposal, and no comments were received, and I can take any questions, but the department would have a recommendation that if the commission agrees to move forward and approve this rule change as is.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions? And this is for 9A, application for licenses. We do need a motion to move forward with 9A.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Spring.
A question on this. Are we approving all of the West River in this deal here, the West River deer applications?
Andrew, were you able to hear Commissioner Spring?
Yes, Madam Chair, through the chair.
Yes.
This was just the application for license rule change, so no, this rule change here would not specific to the West River deer season. However, as I mentioned, the next administrative action item, that involves several different license type specifications for some seasons. And then it also includes the East River deer license table recommendation that was shared last month. So I can defer to someone else, but my recommendation would be we could have that discussion with that administrative action item coming up next.
We do have Director Kirschman here. Director, did you want to add on to that?
Madam Chair, thank you. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. So Commissioner Spring, I believe what you're referring to is a potential conversation or discussion in respect to license allocations for the West River deer season. The action sheet in front of you is just what Andrew described from a process standpoint and the drawing piece. So that does not affect the exact numbers of West River deer. So I would recommend to move forward, take your action on this finalization, which is actually the rule change. And then the next administrative action sheet would then lead into, I believe, your question in respect to potential discussion of licenses for a couple of units in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Very good. Any other questions? With that, we do need a motion on item 9A. Move to approve by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Cole. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So that one does move forward and is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Moving on to agenda item 9B, and I'll try to start this one by addressing maybe where I believe the discussion will go in the timeline for this. So These license types that you see in front of you here were recommended last month, and then the next page would be license numbers only for East River deer. Those were recommended last month, and they would be up for administrative action this month. So if the commission took action today, that would change these license types that are listed in the table and would change the license numbers only for East River deer. However, we do have another month that we have to change licenses. So if there would be any additional discussion desired with, say, West River Deer unit-specific license numbers, we could make that recommendation for license numbers today, and we still have, at the May meeting, time to take administrative action on those license number changes, and that would afford the public 30 days to comment on any potential changes to license numbers that they haven't seen already based on last month's recommendation. Certainly other ways to do it, but that is my understanding. I can go through this administrative action sheet and would again defer to Director Kirschman if it is interpreted differently. So quickly going through this sheet, as I mentioned, last year we were unable to change the license types because we had already run the non-resident archery draw before we changed deer season rules and license numbers. So there was the desire last year to change archery and muzzleloader, any deer licenses, to buck-only licenses. However, we did not do that. So this year, we're moving forward, and that would be the recommendation. And you can see in this table here, the first three lines, are for statewide archery, East River archery, and West River archery. Those license types would be switched to any buck deer. And then, maybe 7 or 8 lines down, be the statewide muzzleloader that would switch to any buck deer. This was an attempt at statewide to reduce antlerless harvest for both mule deer and whitetails in units we did not want antlerless harvest. We can achieve that with the firearm season as well as that antlerless specific archery or muzzleloader unit. So that was the first recommended change here with administrative action. And all the other license types, there's no change to those, but those are listed in the table for reference. And then moving on to the next page is specifically those East River deer licenses. So the first table here shows the license numbers split out by license type. They're resident only for East River, so it includes a type 01, for example, than any deer license by unit. And the next page is probably easier to follow along with the specific changes were from last year. This, as a reminder from last month, is a specific response to a hemorrhagic disease outbreak we had late last summer, early fall, and we're really only able to appreciate the magnitude of that loss. We knew deer numbers were low in southeastern South Dakota, but it seemed even more apparent after hunters took the field last fall. So basically taking some additional steps, there's very few antlerless hunting opportunity in any of the units that are proposed to be changed here, these 12 southeastern South Dakota units, and they're mostly buck only. There's a few that are any deer. Minnehaha would be an example of that. But the take home here is among those 12 units in southeastern South Dakota, there'd be a 4% reduction in essentially buck hunting opportunity, and that results in 700 fewer licenses for East River deer next year. You can see the unit-specific changes, those range from a reduction of 20% to about 50% by various units listed in this table. Again, no changes from what was shared, no comments on this from the public or at the hearing. And you can take any questions on these license types, the license number for East River, or any subsequent discussion there may be for other license number recommendations. And, there would be recommendation to take administrative action today to finalize these East River license numbers and those license types, some of those statewide seasons.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions and or comments? Commissioner Cole.
Just a question to whoever wants to answer, one of you two guys. If you take a look at the LED-ER1, if we approve this that way, I understand what we're doing there. Any of those two types of licenses would be available. What happens if we add buck only to that? Whether it's used or not is irrelevant. Is that correct? And give me some explanation there, because I'm specifically talking about the East River season, I think, you probably know I'm going to this, but if we're doing buck only in these specific 8 to 10 counties that are having issues, you know, it may be a prudent thing to look at that for the landowners also. So just your thoughts from a staff perspective, I guess.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
So, Commissioner Call, the first thing that would come to my mind in respect to adding another license type to landowner-owned land licenses would require a rule change.
Okay.
We have in rule right now those two license types, which were listed in state statute at one time and then came over to administrative rule. But if we were going to add, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, we have specific language in rule that talks about the license types for landowners. I think we would have to make some type of a rule change to go with that if you wanted to add a license type to landowner-owned land.
Tom, could I interrupt and just correct that really quickly?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Sorry, through the chair. So the previous action that the commission just took was that exact rule.
Okay.
And it took the tag type specification out of rule. So it changed any deer and any antlerless deer license and buck antelope and any deer, all of those were changed to just a single tag license type or a two tag license type. And so that does, from my understanding, afford us the ability in this table here via administrative action specify what those license types would be. And right now, that's no change from what historically was. The landowner could choose either the any deer license or they could choose the two tag any deer plus any antlerless deer.
All right, so just a point of clarification to further that. If we added a buck only to that, let me back up. If we approve this, next meeting we could still add a buck only to that particular one if we wanted to, as a commission, is that correct?
Madam Chair, I would say yes based on what Andrew is describing, what we have done then, because we're just saying it's either a single tag or a double tag, like we do in the East River deer season, West River deer season in administrative rule, and then we come back with the specific license type, right? Whether it's mule deer or, whitetail only or any deer, so on and so forth. I would say, yeah, you would still have the ability then to make an adjustment to that based on what that rule is saying. Again, assuming we still get all through that entire process with the rule promulgation process as well.
Very good. Any other comments, Commissioner? Other comments from the commission? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, I appreciate the discussion. I think it would be wise for us, though, to let the biologists go back and look at some of the impacts of those license types before we make any changes or recommendations here today. We do have information and data on that in regards to harvest, you know, records and success rates on land and our own land specific to those units of concern there, Commissioner Call. And we could provide that at the May meeting and still make adjustments to administrative rule, or not administrative rule, administrative action, excuse me, which would not require administrative rule at that time. So if there are desires to go and change land and our own land, again, we can do that at that May meeting.
For sure.
Yeah, I just want to give a follow-up to that. Yeah, and where I'm coming from with this, and I think Andrew mentioned that we got no comments on this at all, which I think means that we're probably doing the right thing. But in our specific area, the southeast part, it's those 8-10 counties that have been hit really hard. I think hunters are like, they're singing blues right now. You know, they see what the problem is, and I think they think we're doing the right thing, and hopefully we are. But it's been an interesting decade with Deer East River in that particular area. So I'm just trying to find out everything we can. I'm not proposing anything today. I just want to know what our options are going forward. So I appreciate the information.
And Madam Chair, as you're just alluding to, Commissioner Call, again, when you look at the sheet here for the East River, you're going to see the units that have additional changes are just those that you're referencing, where we have seen those decline in deer numbers, and again, trying to bolster the herd down there.
Secretary Roebling.
Madam Chair, one thing I'd ask the division, Tom, to do is look 14 units, whatever that might be, in the southeast, and get some more historical information for these commissioners to review and analyze, so that we can go back to the public and talk in greater detail as to where we were 10 years ago and where we are today. There has been substantial reductions in Atlas harvest in those 10 years in particular, in the last three in particular, to respond to those EHD outbreaks. It would be good to have that summarized information available for the commissioners to review.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Secretary. And with that, we do need a motion and a second to move forward on item 9B.
Aye, for this motion to approve.
I'm going to put that on hold. We do have a motion to approve by Nyberg. Director Kirschman.
Madam Chair, my apologies for interrupting you. I put a pause in there because that would be for this. If we want to, again, we can always make some potential changes next meeting because it is administrative action, okay? The other thing I just want to bring up, I know that there was some discussion and consideration of a few West River units as well. Commissioner Spring alluded to that earlier and posed the question. Again, what I would offer up is if there are a couple of those units in the West River deer season of interest, which has been expressed, I would say please maybe share that again on the mic of just the units that are of question or concern. We could then, as staff, go back and adjust and bring a West River unit sheet for you again tomorrow and just share it with you, and then take your final action, your actual action on it at the May meeting. Because it would still give us time to go in to adjust the licensing system when people put in their applications as the draw takes place, or applications open on towards the end of May. So we have that final discussion, look at a few of those units if that is of desire and interest. At your May meeting, you can take your action, say yes, thank you for making adjustments, these adjustments included, and then we could incorporate into the application, if I may, and the draw towards the end when applications open at the end of May.
So Tom, your recommendation, if the commissioners want to get some additional details, is to potentially table this until tomorrow.
Yes, and then you could just take the action you could take is appreciate that, now we're going to move this forward and we'll take our final action on the administrative action piece of it at the May commission meeting.
Very good. Thoughts on that recommendation from the commission?
Mr. Cole, I'm totally in favor of that. I think the more information we get, the better. I think the Secretary mentioned that, Tom mentioned it. I think that's just doing our due diligence.
Commissioners, if we moved this to tomorrow, any major heartburn?
No, so I rescind my motion.
Very good. Commissioner Teal.
I think that'd be good. I know, as you mentioned with West River and what Chuck had also mentioned, I've heard from numerous individuals in like the Perkins Butte and Meade County areas, and I think it might be good to just revisit a few of those before we move forward next month. So, thank you.
Madam Chair, if I may, Commissioner Teal, thank you for those comments. We actually did start some conversation this morning already, just based on some of the dialogue that we have had between commission and staff, and we have a few thoughts, ideas, so we can finalize pulling that together. We can have a sheet in here for you that would be West River deer, so that you can see what it is and what it would change to or potentially change to as a recommendation from us. And you would have that, we can have that as a brief discussion and then move that forward for a final action at May if that fits what you're looking for.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
Very good. So with that, we will table item 9B in terms of moving forward with a vote until tomorrow. Thank you for your flexibility and recommendation in moving in that direction. So Andrew, with that.